He's not like you or me. He's a lifelong immigrant that became an American. He comes from a faraway land. In other words, he's out there. Noskov fights for truth, justice, and the American way of life. Sort of. Here's Vladimir Noskov with Noskov at Night on 590 The Man, St. Louis.
The Mad Russian.
Hello, what's your name?
Dredd.
Not Judge Dredd.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I've always wanted to meet you.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I'm a really big fan of yours.
That's very nice of you to say that.
Is it true?
Is what true?
What they say about Big Nine?
Well, I think you'd better have a look for yourself.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Vladimir the Mad Russian, with you.
Come on, Dredd. Get him off.
No,
I can't freaking hear myself.
Come on, don't be shy.
I can't hear you either. Are you speaking? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but this mic I cannot hear.
Are you pretending that this is me speaking to you?
Who the hell are you? All right. Welcome to 590 The Man. This is Vladimir Noskov, a.k.a. The Mad Russian, along with Lauren, and this is...
You don't even know my name.
What you mean?
My name is not Lauren. I'm totally offended.
Oh, my God.
It is Terry Lorraine.
I don't believe
like
it.
Sophia.
Oh, come on.
That's so pretentious.
It is, but it's so me.
Now, let me ask you this. Before we go any further, do you think of yourself as a black person or as an African-American?
Oh, what a question. Well, as for right now, I think I go back and forth between black and African-American. But I never know where we're going to end up with that. Black people, we're always renaming ourselves.
Now, can you see how it'd be, like, very uncomfortable for a white man like me?
You get a total pass. As long as you don't use that one word.
Well, I'm not going to use that one word. Don't worry about that. But it's so hard for me. You know, sometimes I say, you know, African-American, and they're like, no, I'm black.
Right.
Sometimes I say black. What you mean, black? I'm African-American.
Well, before that, we were colored. I think we were Afro-American at one point. I'm not sure anything else. It's confusing. I don't expect white people to be able to keep up.
Now, I know this one guy from Africa who is white, and he became an American.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only African-American.
He's an African-American.
I know that's for sure an African-American.
Charlize Theron, isn't she an African-American? The actress?
Yeah, definitely.
She's an African-American. So I guess she's an African-American, but she's not blacker than me.
That's another thing. Black. What is black?
I guess that's the question for generations. We've been so defined or tried to be defined by a color.
I have never seen a person of black color. Never. You're like...
You've never seen some black people. I've seen some pretty black people.
You're kind of cappuccino.
I am a nice little caramel color.
I'll call you caramel.
But, I mean, I think all skin colors can be beautiful. But I have seen some black as
Not
to our
mine.
People.
Look at this pink.
No, it's got more to do with your body hair than your skin color. You're fine.
No. No, you don't like body hair on a man.
I like some, but in certain places... Like when it starts creeping down from the ears onto the back, that's too much.
And what does one have to do when it happens?
Like, manscape, get somebody to pull that stuff right off of there.
If you ain't got nobody, who's going to do that?
Yeah, well, that's a pretty sad time. What do you mean you ain't got nobody? You pay somebody to do that. If a man can't afford to do that, he has a lot more problems than body hair.
Alrighty then. Anyway, welcome again to 590 The Man. And that's 590theman.com. If you want to call us, number here is 314-969-0590. We also have a toll-free number, but you know what, Terry? I have no idea why we have a toll-free number, because nobody uses landlines anymore. I actually wish they did, because landlines sound so much better on the radio
than a cell phone.
But cell phones are free long distance from anywhere in the United States.
Cell phones can cut out. And now, so my 80-something-year-old grandma can't call in.
I don't want to hear
from Texas.
I don't want to hear.
Hey, little Granny, give us a call at 866-326-0590 and let's show these boys that we can hang with them.
Okay, I don't want to hear from
you. Don't want to hear from Grandma.
Speaking of grannies, you got to be the oldest cheerleader that I have ever seen in my life.
I am pretty old to be a cheerleader, especially one that just started cheerleading late in life.
Now, let's tell people, what kind of cheerleading do you actually do?
Well, it's technically called cheerleading. So we're cheerleaders for arch rival Roller Girls and also for the St. Louis Gatekeepers, which are roller derby leagues here in the St. Louis area.
And what do the roller derbies do? I've never been to a roller derby.
You've never been to a roller derby?
Never.
Not at all. Well, it's fun. It's action. It's like wrestling, contact sport, all done on wheels. Roller derby used to be really big and popular back in the 50s. Then they had the bank tracks, which were the slope tracks. Now they're flat tracks. But here in St. Louis, like I said, we have the arch rival Roller Girls. And just recently, within the last couple of years, the men's derby, the St. Louis Gatekeepers. So it's just a high contact sport, high energy sport on wheels.
Now, I also want you people to know that Terry's nickname is also Beatloaf.
Yes, Beatloaf, like meatloaf, but with a P.
And you know what? You can beat my loaf anytime you want, baby. Anytime
That's
you
original.
Want.
That's original, yes.
That's original. I'm not the first one to tell you that.
No. Trust me, with a name like Beatloaf, I've heard a few things.
Okay, well, I don't want to be original. I do want to talk to you about the George Zimmerman trial.
Yes.
Everybody talks about it. It's in the news. Some people actually say, I don't want to hear about it because I turn on TV and that's all they talk about. Well, don't turn on your TV if you don't want to hear about the trial. What are some of your thoughts about what's happening right now, Terry?
Oh, so many thoughts. Over the past week, of course, going into the weekend, last week we left off with Rachel Gentile's testimony. And she was the young lady that was on the phone with Trayvon when the incident went down, when either he was approached by George Zimmerman or he approached George Zimmerman, depending on who you listen to. The big controversy with her had more to do with, like, her weight, her perceived being belligerent.
She did kind of look a little, like, precious.
That's what people said. Precious. I've heard Magilla Gorilla. Well, probably Magilla Gorilla was something
that's
that
so
I
racist.
Unfortunately
that's
said.
So racist.
I am so racist. Yes. I have to admit. When I saw her up there, I did think immediately that is what everybody's going to jump on, the first thing. You know, also with her being a little bit, I'm not going to say incomprehensive, because there was clearly times I could understand her. I think that the defense played up not being able to understand her urban dialect. However, I do think at some point she could have used a translator there.
And she also was kind of emotional. I mean, what would you do if a friend of yours was killed in such a way, and this is a big trial, the whole world is watching?
She didn't want to be there. It's a hard thing to have to relive. But I don't know what other people were feeling, but I, for one, thought, okay, you're emotional now. Why weren't you emotional that night when you got off the phone with Trayvon when he wasn't responding to call for help? Or to say something to someone else. Not, again, that she's on trial here.
I can actually save the taxpayers some money right now and tell you what I would like to happen.
What is that, Vlad?
I would like for George Zimmerman to get convicted. I want him to get life in prison with no parole. And I want him to be placed in a pod with all black people, all African Americans. Mm-hmm. So they go, hello there,
yeah.
George. Georgie boy.
We got something for you.
And what's up with his weight?
He put on a lot of weight, didn't he?
It's amazing.
Well, I guess the stress that he's been under. And for those of you out there in Radio Land that couldn't see, I definitely put the quotes up, stress.
I was wondering, were you using, like, the quotes, visuals?
Yes. Well, it was just natural. It came to
me. So, how do you see this? What do you see for the outcome of George Zimmerman trial?
Well, first of all, I hate that it even gets to this. It took so long to get to trial. I understand that
It took 6 weeks for him to be arrested.
Right.
Remember that?
Right. But we're talking over a year now, and then it gets to trial. In such a high-profile case, I start to wonder, were they just trying to let some of the notoriety around the case die down before proceeding with the trial? I know that he needs his day in court, but for the life of me, I can't see why there's even an opportunity, a chance that this man could possibly walk free.
Tell you what, coming up in the hour, we have Carrie Liston.
Ooh.
Carrie is from the Royal Family of Music in St. Louis. Her uncle was the one and only Pat Liston, still is, in Mama's Pride. And Carrie is in a band called Bottoms Up Blues Gang. Actually, they're not a band, they're a gang. She's going to be in here in the studio with us.
And we have gang members coming in?
We have gang members.
This is risky. I should have brought my gun.
You haven't seen Blues Gang signs?
I have not. No.
We're going to see him very soon, as soon as Carrie gets here. And Carrie, you better get here. All right. Meet us at 590 AM, 590theman.com, 969-0500. Noskov at night, along with Terry.
Loren. Terry Loren.
How pretentious. All right, people, we'll be right back after this.
This is Andy Strickland. Locally owned Lucas Liquor has an unbeatable combination. How about the best selection and everyday low prices? Located just west of Clarkson on Manchester Road, Lucas Liquor in Ellisville is the place to find over 3,000 different wines, 800 beers, and even 1,600 spirits, all at the best price, all under one roof. And Lucas Liquor takes care of their product. Lower lighting fixtures to help protect the great selection of beer and wine to give you the best quality. Also, the wine is stored on lay-down racks, the method preferred by wine experts. Lucas Liquor is open 7 days a week with monthly classes and tastings every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Lucas Liquor is also a proud member of our community, involved with a number of charities, including Friends of Kids with Cancer, for over 13 years. Come see what over 2 million customers already know, the great selection and quality at Lucas Liquor in Ellisville. Visit them today at 15920 Manchester Road and help Lucas Liquor celebrate 13 years in business, or visit LucasLiquorSTL.com to learn more. Lucas Liquor, St. Louis's first and only real liquor store.
First Student Charter Transportation can take you anywhere safely and comfortably, so you can just worry about having fun and being with friends. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't worry about driving at all. Call First Student for your group outings, golf outings, trips to the game, youth trips, and now is the time for school athletic directors and coaches to plan those upcoming school year team transportation excursions. First Student Charter Bus Rental has many options for you, from smaller buses to the large carriers. Affordable and reliable group transportation in and around St. Louis. You can have your own food and beverages on board too. Call 866-514-8747. That's toll free 866-514-8747, or visit firstcharterbus.com. That's firstcharterbus.com. Travel in style, travel safe, and travel with First Student.
This is Andy Strickland. Mention the promo code LEWIS1 and receive 10% off your next purchase order at First Student Charter Transportation.
Hi, I'm Jeff Arthur, founder of Excalibur Coaching Institute. St. Louis has hardworking businesses, strong communities, and strong family relationships. But harmony in our relationships in the business world, at home, and in our community don't happen overnight. We're imperfect people living in an imperfect world, yet we strive to be the best we can be, going to the next level. That's what we're all about at Excalibur Coaching Institute. Learn more at ExcaliburCI.com or call 314-558-7955. 314-558-7955.
Hi, this is Andy Strickland on behalf of Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. If you're like me, knowing your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue can keep you up at night. You wonder how much will it cost to get it fixed? Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work, and will they do what they say? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis, including myself, have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. The friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and work with you to find a solution you can live with. They do high-quality work, backed by an industry-leading warranty, and Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Sure, we've had a mild winter, but stormier weather is just around the corner. For peace of mind, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors today at 636-825-8312. That's 636-825-8312, or visit them online at TessonRoofing.com. Tell them Andy Strickland sent you. Tesson Roofing and Exterior. We take care of the outside so you'll feel good inside.
Hey, McKenna here. When Del Mar Gardens Enterprises opened its first skilled nursing facility in 1965, it began a tradition of caring that has grown over the past four decades. Today, the Del Mar Gardens family's original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished and is exemplified in each of its communities throughout the St. Louis area. You can count on the Del Mar Gardens family for quality skilled nursing, outstanding rehabilitative therapy, luxurious retirement living communities, and the finest home health, hospice services, and medical equipment and supplies. Del Mar Gardens has built its reputation by providing the kind of care that enhances quality of life in an environment that exceeds the highest expectations. Del Mar Gardens is the name you can trust for highly trained, caring professionals working together to bring superior services to you or a loved one. When you need the very best, you can count on the Del Mar Gardens family. Built on love, care, and understanding, I should know my mother lives at Del Mar Gardens. Visit us online at delmargardens.com.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. 800-610-2430. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 800-610-2430. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Protect your home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call now. 800-610-2430. That's 800-610-2430.
TheMan.com, Noskov at Night, along here with Tori, Terry Loran.
You just can't get name one or two right tonight.
I used to call you Terry. Now
you're not the man.
Excuse me, don't be challenging my authority.
I will challenge your authority both night and day.
Well,
I'm a poet.
Let's see, there's the door.
Not on my first day, Vlad. Don't kick me out. Let me have a question for you, Vlad.
Before you do that, you call me Vlad, unless I have impaled you personally, do not call me Vlad the Impaler. And
no,
I have not impaled you yet. I'm hoping to.
In your dreams.
Well, what's up with this boyfriend of yours?
How long have
you been going out with it?
A little over a year now.
See, I was so intimidated when we first met. I thought you were really, really hot, but you got all these, like, big muscular black guys you were dating. And I'm like,
and then you saw the boyfriend.
I'm not competition. I was like just gearing up. I'm just trying to ask you out. Then I see you with a nerdy white boy. Like, what's up with that?
A nerdy little white boy, bald head, most wonderful man in the world. Sorry, Vlad, you snooze, you lose.
Damn.
Should have jumped on that.
What was that question?
The question was, Vlad, as you are now an American citizen.
Vladimir,
not the Impaler. As you are now an American citizen, what do you feel about this country's death penalty? Are you for, against, indifferent?
Actually, any country's death penalty, and I don't really have to be a citizen for that. As a human being, I think it's wrong for the state to put somebody to death, no matter how much evidence you have. And in recent years, all of us have seen cases where people have been released after 20, 25 years in prison based on DNA evidence, based on false testimony, based on many other things. So, for one man, how does that go? It's better to have one guilty man go free than one man who is innocent to be put to death, or something like that.
I don't know that saying. I'm not sure of that. Me, myself personally, even though you didn't ask, I have to say I am pro-death penalty. I am. I'm pro-death penalty. I think some people just need to be taken out. I think that there are some people that you just cannot reform or rehab, rehabilitate. That's where I stand on it. The reason I asked you about that is because Missouri is seeking to bring up the execution date for two
now,
criminals.
You do know it's more expensive to put somebody to death than to keep them in jail for life, right?
No, I did not know that.
Well, statistically, that is the
case.
That
is true. Well, I would need to do more research on that. I don't know how that's possible.
And, like,
who died
and made you judge to decide that people should be put to death?
Well, I guess that depends on what law school you went to. What bar you passed say who's the judge. Well, I do think that we have these lengthy processes where, like, as you said, people have spent years in jail just to be declared.
Would it bother you if a killer just lived out their natural life behind bars, away from society? I do believe if you killed somebody or raped somebody, you forfeit all your rights to live in a society. That I do believe.
Yes.
But to be put to death in such a way, in such a beautiful way. You know what?
Such a beautiful way? You sound like right there you just flip-flop, Vlad. What?
No.
You're all for
I was looking,
it. You're on my side.
I was looking at our guest, and all of a sudden, my mind wandered. I saw a beautiful woman. I'm thinking about death penalty, and I go, put to death in such a beautiful way.
I think I turned you.
No, you did not turn me.
I think so.
No,
and in
no,
some
no.
cases, I really stand by, some people just need to be taken out. I don't think necessarily just for every murder. Every murderer necessarily needs to have the death penalty, but I think it should be weighed case by case.
Okay, and your point is?
Well, my point is that Missouri is looking to bring forward the executions of two criminals. They want to move it forward before our death drug expires.
And what's the
next
death
spring?
What's the death drug?
Drug is called is it the same thing like Michael Jackson was doing, like a propofol or something along those
lines? Does it get you high?
I wonder if that's the one that puts you to sleep. I know that before they stop your heart, you're kind of lulled
so
down.
That drug expires?
It expires next spring, and I'm not sure if there's a stay on it, and they're trying to move forward.
Are you saying, like,
execution.
The batch expires?
The batch expires.
Can't they make a new batch?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, there's some kind of challenge to it if they're going to stay with that drug. So basically, it has just become like a moratorium, thank you, on death penalty, on the death penalty in
Missouri. Now, let
me
tell you this. When Mel Carnahan was the governor of Missouri, I know this firsthand from one of his children. Whenever he had to put somebody to death and not pardon them, and a criminal was being put to death, Mel would leave his family in one part of the governor's mansion, and he would go and stay the whole night by himself and reflect. Because he really, really did not want to kill people, but
it was a part of
constituents
his job.
Yeah. Really want blood. Like, you want blood. Why are you so vengeful?
I am not vengeful.
Why do you want people to die?
Because some people just need to die, Vlad. That's just it.
What kind of people?
I think child molesters. Yes. If you're going to stay, I don't think that staying in jail for 40 years, I don't think that you can be rehabilitated.
What about punished?
I think death is a good penalty.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay. I'd rather have somebody spend the rest of their natural life in jail, because jail is no joke, man. Jail is really rough. And I would like that person to suffer, because being put to death is a very, very easy way out for those child molesters, for the killers, for the rapists. Make them suffer for 80 years. Make them suffer for 50 years.
But there's always the chance, because you get so many people that are released.
Put some lips.
You have so many people that are released because of overcrowding in jail.
I say put some lipstick on them, put a skirt on them, and let them loose in the general population. I'll tell you what. We're going to talk about death penalty the more the show goes on, and in the meantime we have this beautiful woman coming up in just a few minutes, and right now let's go to break. This is Noskov at Night on 590 The Man, along with Terry Loren.
That's right, finally.
We'll be right back.
Two Shamrocks Public House, the newest hockey bar in O'Fallon, Missouri, located at 3449 Pheasant Meadow Drive, just 2 miles off Highway K and only 10 minutes from the Chesterfield Valley, directly in front of the YMCA. Two Shamrocks offers a $5.99 full lunch special Monday through Friday, as well as our world-famous happy hour. Our upscale pub grub is made from scratch, featuring the award-winning beef and boursin sandwich and house-smoked items, including the popular Guinness smoked ribs, mouth-watering turkey breast, and delicious pulled pork. Pulled fresh daily. Don't forget prime rib on Saturday nights.
Hey, this is Kevin Shattenkirk. Two Shamrocks Public House is also your home for every playoff hockey game or any sporting event. Deals include Blues Buzz specials, buckets, and boneless buffalo wings. Come enjoy great food, great drinks, friendly people, and playoff hockey.
That's Two Shamrocks Public House, 3449 Pheasant Meadow Drive, 2 miles off Highway K and only 10 minutes from the Chesterfield Valley. Give us a call at 636-294-6555.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-2149. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-2149. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-2149. 1-800-489-2149. 1-800-489-2149.
Are you getting squeezed by the economic downturn? Hey, you were doing fine. Then, all of a sudden, you're having a tough time paying your family's credit card bills. Maybe you were downsized or even lost a job, but you still owe 10 grand or more in credit card bills. And you just can't afford the minimum payments anymore. We're here to help. We are the Genesis Debt Partners. We know the secrets to negotiate better terms with your creditors. Make a free 10-minute call right now and learn how we can help you get out of debt. 800-648-9172. If you owe 10 grand or more in credit card debt and you want to learn how you can pay less and get out of debt faster, call right now. 800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. Get out of debt now. 800-648-9172.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9542, 800-915-9542, 800-915-9542. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9542. 800-915-9542. 800-915-9542.
Do you want the best rates on term life insurance? Then remember this number. 800-989-1754. Protect your family with $250,000 or more in term life insurance coverage and save up to 75%. Rates are lower than they have ever been, so now is the best time to protect your family with quality term life insurance. Call now for your free quote. 800-989-1754. We'll shop the top-rated insurance companies to get you the best rates from companies you can count on. So don't wait any longer. Call now for the lowest rates ever and save up to 75%. Even if you have term life insurance, you can always add more coverage. If you don't, have term life insurance protect your family today. The call is free. Call Term Direct now. 800-989-1754. 800-989-1754. 800-989-1754.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-328-0221. 800-328-0221. 800-328-0221. 800-328-0221.
Hi, this is Andy Strickland on behalf of Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. If you're like me, knowing your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue can keep you up at night. You wonder how much will it cost to get it fixed? Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work, and will they do what they say? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis, including myself, have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. The friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and work with you to find a solution you can live with. They do high-quality work, backed by an industry-leading warranty, and Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Sure, we've had a mild winter, but stormier weather is just around the corner. For peace of mind, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors today at 636-825-8312. That's 636-825-8312, or visit them online at TessonRoofing.com. Tell them Andy Strickland sent you. Tesson Roofing and Exterior. We take care of the outside so you'll feel good inside.
Russian, along with Terry Loran in the studio with us, Carrie Liston of Bottoms Up Blues Gang. But speaking of murder of the first degree, as the Rolling Stones were singing, what do you think about that Hernandez character?
Oh, wow. Talking about people who probably need the death penalty.
Man, that dude.
He is lifeless in the eyes.
Okay, no gestures, work in the radio studio. It's definitely audio. It's
well,
not
they
visual.
Heard what I said, though. He's lifeless in the eyes. I think whether I do the hand gestures or not.
I did see him on the news, and he didn't even have a worry in his face.
I think has no remorse. Doesn't seem like he even has a conscience.
Now, if I was innocent, I'd be like, what the hell is happening? Where are you taking me? If I was guilty, I'd be like, you know, trying to hide my face. he looked like he was going out for breakfast with his, like, ex-wife.
And, not even that harassed or hassled. No, he just looks like he was taking a stroll
chilly,
every day
chill.
He goes to court for murder. Right?
Unbelievable. The news are just astounding this week.
I mean, the news has been popping like crazy, locally and nationwide.
I have a theory that news always coincide. Like, I told people the trial will start for George Zimmerman summertime only because NBA season had to end, hockey season had to, like, come to close to an end.
Well, because court is big time TV now.
Right. So
they were going for ratings.
Right, so certain things have to end on TV, certain programs have to end, certain shows have to come to the end of the season, and now, live and direct.
The George Zimmerman trial.
And actually, it's as close to reality TV as you can get. Like, all those other fake shows like Survivor and Lost, they're not real. But court TV is as real as you can get on TV. Anyway, in the studio with us, the one, the only, the beautiful Carrie Liston.
Hello,
Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome. Look at that. Listen, I feel like I need to go deeper. Hello, Carrie.
Nice to meet you, Terry.
Softer, deeper.
What
I can't go
what
any
is the
deeper.
Show turning into?
I cannot go any deeper.
Carrie is the most I think this beautiful. Show is going to take off, man. We keep going this way.
Yes.
So anyway, you're a young, beautiful lady, but you got into the blues music at a very early age. Mm-hmm. How old do you think you were when you first fell in love with the blues sound?
Well, I wasn't as young as you would think because I started singing the blues when I was 23, 36 now. And I kind of fell into it. Like Brian Kern, who's a musician around town,
right.
We went to high school together. And when I came back home to play music, I didn't even know what I wanted to do. I just knew if I found him, he would be a good resource to kind of point me in the right direction. He happened to be playing blues, and it was just always a really easy fit. And I didn't grow up with blues. My dad listened to classic rock. My mom listened to Motown and country.
Your uncle, of course, we mentioned.
My cousin.
Cousins.
I know.
Uncle.
Everybody always thinks we're uncles because of the age. But, you know, in St. Louis, how many generations are here? He's like my third cousin, you know.
And you're talking about Pat Liston.
Pat Liston, yes.
Mama's Pride.
Pat and Danny both,
KC
yes.
Classic.
Yes. They just won Best Song, Blue Mist, for the Keishi, what's it called, their anniversary.
Oh, in
the
really?
Boat. They beat out the Beatles.
The last time I listened to that station, yeah, I heard her. Last time I listened to Keishi was when Smash was on it. So we're going back about 25
years.
Yeah,
that's been a while.
Yeah.
I do have that T-shirt with Sweet Meat the Pig.
Yeah, oh, like everybody loves Sweet Meat.
But I do like Mama's Pride, and congratulations to your cousins, not uncles. Man, I make so many damn mistakes.
Everybody thinks that, like I said, but, you know, in St. Louis, we've got so many generations
how did you get
family.
The age difference.
Right, yeah.
You.
Yeah.
How'd you get hooked up with Jeremy?
Through Brian Curran. So I came back to St. Louis and just was, he started playing with Eric McSpadden, a great harmonica player around town.
Mm-hmm.
Brian plays guitar, slide guitar, Delta style blues. And he was playing at the Beale on Broadway before anybody knew where the Beale on Broadway was, right across the street from BB's. And me and Jeremy and Adam all knew Brian separate of each other, and we were the only people there to come listen to him jam. And Brian introduced the three of us, and 6 months later we had a band, and a year later we had a CD.
Because, see, when I hear blues, I usually think of somebody old and somebody black.
Right.
Or somebody that has worries and the trouble, the weight of the world on the shoulders. You look just fine and happy and normal. How?
Well,
you should see her at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I got troubles and worries.
I got white girl problems.
Well, you know, I don't know who said it first, but blues is a feeling. You know, before it's a genre, it's a feeling, and everybody's got the blues. You know, you've had the blues. We've all had our heart broken, or most of us, and sometimes there's another old cat that said, you know, you can't pay your bills on time, you got the blues. You know, you can't pay your rent, you got the blues. So
yeah, I've got
everybody,
the blues.
Right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's had it in one form or another.
Another question is, how did you fell in with all the St. Louis classics, starting with Tommy Bankhead and Benny Smith? And
I fell in.
Oliver's...
That's exactly what happened. I just fell in.
I mean,
in.
Looking like you, it's
I
easy to
in
fall
it.
In and step into any crowd.
Has all doors open.
Right. Right, no, I don't think
but
that
how did
happens,
you come to actually those guys sort of took you under their very knowledgeable wing.
And Tommy was actually gone by the time we started the band, but I didn't realize that I had actually sat in with him when I was 19. That's how much I didn't know what I was doing. I just was at Mike and Men's for Mardi Gras. And they called me up, and years later, they're talking about Tommy Bakehead, had a big red guitar and an oxygen tank, and I was like, until I played with that guy, I had no idea.
Yeah, you
who
literally
he was.
Did fall into it.
It just kind of
seems like the stars came.
Right.
That was the stars collided, you were meant to be.
Right. And that's like the thing that somebody asked me once, why did you pick the blues? And I said, you know what? I don't think I picked the blues. The blues picked me.
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't
trying
to be a blues
something interesting. I'm 51 years old now. When I was about 16, I started going to see Tommy Bankhead at Miss B's Lounge on Manchester.
Yeah.
I used to sneak into places like that because I didn't drink alcohol, so people kind of turned a blind eye. Shortly after, I moved to Chicago, Illinois, and I met this older lady, only to find out her name was Coco Taylor.
Mm.
And she thought this cute little Russian Jewish boy was really into the blues, and she started sneaking me into her shows on the South Side. I got to see Muddy Waters, I got to see Albert King.
Wow.
What's the club on North Grand here in St. Louis? Club 54 on North Grand?
Oh, yeah.
Club 54.
I saw the Kings of Blues on New Year's Eve when B.B. King and Albert King played together on New Year's Eve. I saw James Brown in that place. I've seen George Clinton in that place.
That's a lot of history.
I got on stage at George Clinton once.
Whoa, really? Five.
15 seconds of fame.
How did you
and
take
is that,
it?
And is that how you lost your virginity?
Yes, that was right on there on stage in front of everybody, and there was the guy in the diaper and everything, man. Yeah.
That's a man exclusive.
I actually want to hear that story.
Please. No. Well, years ago at Camp Zoe, formerly owned by the Schwag, all that that's going on.
It's not going on anymore.
I know. It's over. Well, it's over. Yeah, I know. It's happening for him right now.
Yes.
Joshua Guidis, who owns 2720 down on Cherokee, put together a festival called Zoe Jam. And our band and Greyhounds and a couple local bands like Dogtown All-Stars, all kinds of. Then there was like Carl Denson's Tiny Universe and George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. I mean, the guy in the diaper and everything, man. Like everybody but Bootsy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Do you know that guitar player from Funkadelic Parliament, the current lineup, his fiance works at 2720 Cherokee.
Oh, I did know that.
And last time I saw her, she was very, very pregnant. So
Again.
That's what happens when you start having sex.
Oh,
they
those musicians too.
Yeah, by the way, she's got a baby by a musician.
I do.
I'm sorry.
I know.
But her baby is a burlesque performer.
Yeah, I don't have a baby anymore. I have a woman by a musician.
Do you know who Miss G's Louise is?
No.
That's her daughter.
G's Louise.
She's a burlesque girl?
Yes, she's a burlesque girl.
She used to dance out of Chicago.
Mama.
Does she have a large space in their front teeth?
Oh, you know who you're talking about, Lindsay.
Okay,
yeah,
that's Lindsay.
Yeah, that was her
okay,
name was Frankie.
Okay, girls.
sorry, just the man.
This is 590 the man.
I say I love that girl. Yeah. She's great. I'm sure your daughter is too.
Can you believe she's got a daughter who's a burlesque?
No, I can't believe.
28.
No, I can't believe.
Her daughter
that at all.
Is 28.
When you said she was older, I was thinking, she's like 15.
She was 12.
No, she's 28. I have a grown woman.
Yeah, wow. Terry was 12 when she got pregnant.
I know it looks like
by a musician.
I tell people I was born pregnant. Freak accident.
Unbelievable. So you were on stage with only.
I got on stage with George Clinton and
singing.
Well, because no, just dancing, just hanging out. Like, the people got up, but there was a small turnout, so there was really only a few people up there.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just, rocking out. Apparently, I was on the big screen, freaking on one of the guys up there, because everybody's just, dancing, going crazy.
I love Parliament in concert. They give a really
Parliament,
they played everything.
Parliament
they played everything
okay.
You wanted to hear. They
Parliament is okay, but...
Well, George Clinton.
Well,
Parliament.
Right.
My favorite band is Funkadelic. I love everything that Funkadelic ever made. Parliament, George Clinton is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was he had the same group of people. He made six different bands out of them, put them on six different labels, and collected royalties from six different labels.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a talk show that's slowly turning into a musical show. So for the musical segment, I would really, really love to give you people just a sample of what Carrie and Jeremy and Bottoms Up Blues Gang can do. I'd love to hear that song right now. We're going to talk to Carrie right after it. So, Mr. DJ, can we hear the song, please?
Hit it. Well, now, people that I see, and the things that I do,
yeah,
they don't make no sense, especially to you.
Come on, baby, stop telling me what to do.
I go out all night.
Yeah.
Yes, and sing to daybreak.
Is that what they're calling it?
Get drunk on the east
Wouldn't
side.
Be the first time.
Be late by day.
Come on, baby. Stop telling me what to do.
Well, 'cause I'm with you. Yes, I'm right by your side.
I just need some distance to ride my own ride.
Well, their part may seem like such a long time to you.
Oh, but I need more than that to let my mind undo.
'Cause I'm a grown man, that's right.
I don't know about grown.
Yes, and I'm thinking my own thoughts. 'Cause we're here to ride now, well, it don't mean we're apart.
Come on, baby, stop telling me what to do.
Amazing voice of Carrie Liston.
Wow. That was nice.
Wow, that's really, really nice.
Thanks.
And that's from the latest CD?
Our latest CD, that's the CD's called Handle It. That song is Stop Telling Me What to Do.
Now, what I admire about you guys, you don't just play St. Louis, even though you came out of St. Louis, but you're known in Colorado, you're known in California, you're known in Portland.
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Speaking of New Orleans, right after 9 o'clock, we're going to have Nikki Gillespie, one of the badass drummers that ever played. If I had to name my top 10 drummers in the world, she'd be in my top 5.
Nice.
Just amazing. We're going to talk to her after 9 o'clock. She used to be with Beyonce. She's in Dumpster Funk. She's
great
in
band.
The Ninth
She's played with a
Power.
Bunch of people, too. Shaka Khan, a bunch of people.
On Facebook, I accidentally said that she was drummer for Kid Rock. And I got a really, really nasty text from her saying,
"Oh, really?
We're going to talk about this. That was not me."
Was she trying to say, you think we all look alike?
Oh,
oh man. Unbelievable. What does a white boy have to do?
Hey, nobody's perfect.
Know your black women. That's what you have to do. Learn to tell the difference between black women.
So when are you leaving town, and what's okay?
We,
are you playing any gigs before you leave?
We are. What is today? Monday. We play Friday, the 5th at Fair St. Louis down at the Arch at 7:30.
Really, at the main stage?
I believe so. I believe there's only one stage.
Wow.
So we'll be probably playing an hour. I don't have the exact time limit on that, but
just check out
really
Google Fair St. Louis.
Yes.
Bottoms Up Blues Gang.
They should have the whole schedule on there. And then we're playing Saturday the 6th at the Livery Company on Cherokee with our good friends the Mumbles, who are in from New Orleans. They got in today, speaking of New Orleans.
Perfect. It all ties in. Mississippi River. And then you guys are gone for New Orleans.
We actually are going to Colorado for 3 weeks. We leave on Tuesday.
Can't get anything right.
I know. That's why I have my book in front of me.
Colorado.
I can tell you
that's why he has two women here to help him out.
Exactly.
I like Colorado. I do like two women at the same time. I love that. But I do love Colorado because of their very loose marijuana laws. God bless Colorado.
Didn't they just pass
recreational. You can just light up.
Do you know after that passed?
Right
after that passed, we were in Aspen, and you know we'd been there. We go to Colorado twice a year, and somebody's like, "We want to smoke a cigarette," and guy just sparks up. This is Aspen. This isn't like wow. little town. This is rich money Aspen,
right?
Sparks it up, and we're like, on the corner, on the sidewalk, right there. I'm like, wow, I guess it really has changed.
We've seen a lot of changes just over our lifetime.
Oh, my God, just in the last few years.
I'm down for.
Mm-hmm. I never thought Soviet Union was going to fall down, so anything can happen.
We got a black president.
Mm-hmm. Got a black
president. It's all over.
Well, he's just as much white
as
she is black.
Well, yeah, that's true. He's half black president.
He's blacker than any other president we've ever had.
There you go. He's the blackest president, regardless of what people say about Bill Clinton.
Carrie, I would like to say thank you very much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. If this becomes a show that is syndicated on 600 stations, you can always say you are on the very first NOSCOV at night.
It will be on my list of great accomplishments in my life.
And thank you so much for coming by. We love you. We love you.
I love you too, Doc. Thank you.
This is 590 The Man. Vladimir and Terry Loren are in the house, and we'll be right back.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission could cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871.
Are you getting squeezed by the economic downturn? Hey, you were doing fine. Then, all of a sudden, you're having a tough time paying your family's credit card bills. Maybe you were downsized or even lost a job, but you still owe 10 grand or more in credit card bills. And you just can't afford the minimum payments anymore. We're here to help. We are the Genesis Debt Partners. We know the secrets to negotiate better terms with your creditors. Make a free 10-minute call right now and learn how we can help you get out of debt. 800-648-9172. If you owe 10 grand or more in credit card debt and you want to learn how you can pay less and get out of debt faster, call right now. 800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. Get out of debt now. 800-648-9172.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work. Walk the dog. Have the dog walk you. Take a hike. Take a bike. Skate. Dance. Hop. Jump. Do the Humpty Hump. Skip seconds. Skip dessert. Skip, skip, skip to Maloo. Don't skip breakfast. Drink H2O. Lower your sodium. Raise the roof. Shake your booty. Stock up on vegetables. And don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
590 KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis. We are the man.
Bowling leagues are forming now at Saratoga Lanes in Maplewood. The leagues are from Monday through Thursday starting at 7 p.m. So stop on in and enjoy some bowling at Saratoga Lanes, where the number one rule is to have fun. Four people per team are required, and Saratoga Lanes welcomes beginners through seasoned pros. Join the league, and all open play is just $2. Call 314-645-5308 to get more information or email paulsaratoga@gmail.com. That's Saratoga Lanes in Maplewood.
Hi, this is Andy Strickland on behalf of Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. If you're like me, knowing your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue can keep you up at night. You wonder how much will it cost to get it fixed? Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? And will they do what they say? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis, including myself, have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. The friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and work with you to find a solution you can live with. They do high-quality work, backed by an industry-leading warranty, and Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Sure, we've had a mild winter, but stormier weather is just around the corner. For peace of mind, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors today at 636-825-8312. That's 636-825-8312. Or visit them online at TessonRoofing.com. Tell them Andy Strickland sent you. Tesson Roofing and Exterior. We take care of the outside so you'll feel good inside. This is Andy Strickland. Locally owned Lucas Liquor has an unbeatable combination. How about the best selection and everyday low prices? Located just west of Clarkson on Manchester Road, Lucas Liquor in Ellisville is the place to find over 3,000 different wines, 800 beers, and even 1,600 spirits, all at the best price, all under one roof. And Lucas Liquor takes care of their product. Lower lighting fixtures to help protect the great selection of beer and wine to give you the best quality. Also, the wine is stored on lay-down racks, the method preferred by wine experts. Lucas Liquor is open 7 days a week with monthly classes and tastings every Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Lucas Liquor is also a proud member of our community, involved with a number of charities, including Friends of Kids with Cancer, for over 13 years. Come see what over 2 million customers already know, the great selection and quality at Lucas Liquor in Ellisville. Visit them today at 15920 Manchester Road and help Lucas Liquor celebrate 13 years in business, or visit LucasLiquorSTL.com to learn more. Lucas Liquor, St. Louis is first and only real liquor store.
The 4th of July is a great American holiday, and Webster Grove celebrates our Independence Day in a big way, with a fireworks show that night, a carnival, and a big old parade. And guess who they let in? That's right, 590 the Man and 1380 the Woman, with our 40-foot RV, stuffed with candy for the kids, 1380 the Woman shirts for the ladies, and blue bottle openers for the men. Plus, we'll be handing out today's hottest new snack food, Woody and Us, and they're delicious. So look for 590 the Man and 1380 the Woman at the parade and get free stuff this July 4th.
Hi, this is Andy from Crown Candy Kitchen. My grandfather started this business 98 years ago, and we have been serving St. Louis proudly ever since. Whether it's for a special occasion, the holidays, or everyday indulgence, make Crown Candy a part of your family tradition. Come in and enjoy one of our hearty sandwiches and homemade ice cream. You can't go wrong with a BLT or a chocolate banana malt. While you're there, pick up a sweet treat. All of our chocolates are hand-dipped. We are located at 1401 St. Louis Avenue, just a mile north of the Arch. Also, check us out online at crowncandykitchen.net.
For three generations now, Koogman Motors has been striving to give their customers top-notch service. Offering a great variety of vehicles, Koogman Motors specializes in domestic cars like Cadillac, Pontiac, Chevrolet, and Ford, just to name a few. The car buying process is hassle-free at Koogman Motors, and customer satisfaction is their number one priority, making sure each and every customer has the same great experience. Remember, quality products with real warranties is what Koogman Motors strives for. Visit their location of 48 years today at 820 North Kings Highway.
Denny again from Friendly Sports Bar in South City. As always, we are the place to be any day of the week with your favorite bar games, from shuffleboard and pop a shot to skee ball, darts, or bags. We are also your home every weekend for all the big games and your home team specials. Whether it's a Monday or a Friday night, you will always find the cheapest food and drink at Friendly's. Stop by and see us any day of the week. We're open for lunch at 11, and happy hour starts at 3. See you there at 3503 Roger Place and online at friendlysportsbar.com.
Hey, McKenna here. When Delmar Gardens Enterprises opened its first skilled nursing facility in 1965, it began a tradition of caring that has grown over the past four decades. Today, the Delmar Gardens family's original philosophy of love, care, and understanding has flourished and is exemplified in each of its communities throughout the St. Louis area. You can count on the Delmar Gardens family for quality skilled nursing, outstanding rehabilitative therapy, luxurious retirement living communities, and the finest home health, hospice services, and medical equipment and supplies. Delmar Gardens has built its reputation by providing the kind of care that enhances quality of life in an environment that exceeds the highest expectations. Delmar Gardens is the name you can trust for highly trained, caring professionals working together to bring superior services to you or a loved one. When you need the very best, you can count on the Delmar Gardens family. Built on love, care, and understanding, I should know my mother lives at Delmar Gardens. Visit us online at delmargardens.com.
Get down, get down, get down.
Vladimir Noskov, the Mad Russian, sitting in here with Terry Loran.
Yeah, I'm getting my groove on.
Now, on the phone with us, we have a very special surprise. There's only a few drummers in the world that I have seen do this kind of stuff. And you've seen the movie Matrix, right?
I have.
Remember how Agent Smith and what's his name? Neil? When they used to fight,
mm-hmm.
you see them fight, but you also see they're so quick. You see the traces
right.
of their arm. Well, that's how this woman drums. And I would have to say that her and Fish from Fishbone mm-hmm. are my two favorite drummers.
I was watching some of her videos earlier today, and I see exactly what you're talking about. And she's so steady and so just rock solid with her drumming.
Hello, really Nikki, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, man, likewise. I'm really happy to be on the air. What's happening?
Now, are you still with Dumpster Funk?
Yes, I am. I'm with Dumpster Funk.
And you have another project called Nth Power?
Yeah, the Nth Power. We're actually all together right now. We just had a band meeting. Talking some serious business here, and now we're trying to figure out what type of sushi we're going to eat.
Oh, band problems.
Sushi, that's my favorite food. And actually, me and you do get along because you drink my drink. Last time you were in town with Dumpster Funk, you were gracious enough to let me have a little bit of some of your Jameson.
Yeah, a little bit.
This woman had half a bottle of Jameson, and then she played for 3 hours nonstop. Now, Nikki, a lot of our audience are nice, big, fat white people, so they don't necessarily know the funk. Let us tell them what Dumpster Funk is. I'm going to start way back. For those of you who were followers of the Grateful Dead, or followers of New Orleans music, the first family of New Orleans music are the Neville brothers. Mm-hmm. And that's Papa Funk Art Neville, we got Charles, we got Aaron, and we got Cyril. Aaron's son, Ivan, and Art's son, Ian, have started a band called Dumpster Funk. And we have Tony, we have Nick on bass, two bass guitars in the band, and one badass drummer Nikki Glaspie. You are incredible, lady. You are out of this world. Now, let me ask you something. Could you please name some of the artists you played with? Because I really screwed up on Facebook. I said that you were Kid Rock's drummer.
Oh, yes, girl, he did.
No, I didn't play with Kid Rock. That was Stephanie Uhlenberg. She's awesome, though. I mean, that's a high compliment, you know, to make us up. That I'm fine with. That's okay.
Well, he won't ever do that again, though.
Yeah. I used to play for Beyonce. Played with her for about 5 years.
Excuse me. Why did that relationship end with Beyonce?
Around 2010, the beginning of, I think it was actually the beginning of 2011. Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe that it's been that long, you know, that you even played with her for that long. Because I remember when she put together the all-female band, I believe, was it
for? Yeah, that was in 2006.
And was that originally just for the BET Awards?
Well, see, that's what I thought. I actually went in there under the impression that, you know, it was going to be just a short-term thing, a novelty thing that she wanted to use. I had no idea that she actually intended on keeping the band for as long as she did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, we became a band. She wanted an all-female band to tour with.
And why did you leave Beyonce?
When?
Why? Why?
Oh, why? I left because I had the burning desire inside of my soul to play funk music.
Yes.
That's my roots. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Beyonce is a little milk toast for me, too.
Pop.
You know, it's pop. I mean, some people love it. You know, she has a couple of songs that I like, you know. But overall, this pop isn't really my thing, and it was, you know, I mean, I took the job because, obviously, like, who would say no to Beyonce?
Of course.
And, yes.
You know, I was exposed to the world, you know. She took me places that I never even knew existed, you know.
From Japan, so, from Japan to Africa, right?
Yeah, I mean, we went to every continent except for Antarctica.
That's
and I bet that if there was a venue there big enough to hold her, we would have gone.
Unbelievable. But, now you also played with
still humans there, so
you also
playing for the penguins.
Yeah.
And you also played with Chaka Khan, right?
Yeah, I did a couple of gigs with Chaka Khan. She is a huge inspiration to me. I mean, she's probably my favorite singer, I would have to say. I mean, female singer. I also love Marvin Gaye. Like, love him. I see if I could sing like anybody, it would be him. But Chaka Khan is amazing. She is a musician, you know. She knows what she wants, and she does what she wants. I have not met anyone that can just sing the way that she does.
Who were you playing with before you joined Dumpster Funk?
Before I joined Dumpster Funk, I used to play in this band called the Sam Kenninger Band, which was actually the first band that I toured with, and it's kind of like the band that I, grew up with, kind of just got, my playing together with this band,
back
together.
In your comfort zone. And how did you hook up with Ian and Ivan?
Well, I met them when I was playing with the Sam Kenninger Band at Jazz Fest in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I met them in New Orleans, and they're also good friends with Eric Krasno from Soul Live. And, Ivan did a tour with Soul Live. He was like a special guest on a tour with them.
Right.
And, we just met, through mutual friends and just playing music. You know, you meet so many people playing music, and when you find people that are like minds, you want to hook up, you want to get together, and you want to play, So that's pretty much what happened, They just were like, yo, we should play some music together, and we did, and we are, and it's amazing.
And here's a question that a lot of Dumpster Funk fans have. When is the next damn album coming out? We want an album.
Do you have a title for it? Can we get some music?
Yeah, we got, it's ready, it's done. It's called Dirty Word. It goes on pre-sale on July 6th, this week.
July 6th?
Next week, yeah. And then you can buy it online, pre-sale, and then it officially drops July 30th.
I'm ready for Dumpster Funk.
So, Nikki, do you think that you're bringing an addition to Dumpster Funk? Do you change the sound any?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the thing that comes along with being a musician is that you try and figure out your own sound. You know what I mean? It's like,
you should see this girl. You should see this girl play. She's like a machine. She's got more drum equipment than anybody I have seen, and she has not stopped for 1 second. Never missed a beat. And I'm telling you, I was in the audience, kind of high on that Jameson. She never missed a note.
She makes it look so easy.
She
makes it look so easy, so calm, so collected back there. Nikki, did you get does any of your training from your background as in church, I know that you played the drums in church, or any of your schooling help you, obviously, with playing?
Yeah.
Did what has been your biggest thing that helped you in life get to this point?
I would say purely my love and passion for music. I thank God every day that He allows me and affords me the opportunity to do what I love and to do this, and just for giving me the gift. But the thing about music is that you can constantly learn. There is no threshold for learning. It's just like if you're a basketball player, you can only play basketball until your body gives out.
Right.
It's like you can't, keep going. I mean, you can coach, but you can't play, But I saw Elvin Jones when he was 80 years old, destroying the drum set. And it inspired me to the point, I was like, this guy you know, he's on so many recordings that we all listen to and love, and, you know, he sounded like he was, like, 30 years old. He was 80 years old playing the drums, and he sounded like a 30-year-old man, you know, and it was so inspiring and uplifting. It's like, you know, I can do this for the rest of my life, and I will do this for the rest of my life. You know, I can't wait until I'm 65 years old, and I have attained, you know, 36 more years of knowledge than I have now.
Now, speaking of 80-year-old men and New Orleans music, just before this Jazz Fest, I went to a show here in St. Louis, and I saw somebody I didn't know anything about, and I am now a follower of this genius, this mad genius by the name of Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Oh, yes.
He blew me away. Now, yes. The man was playing a Hammond piano. He had all kinds of gadgets. He had a MacBook Pro. He had an electronic drum pad. And then all of a sudden, he brings out this blue cane. He walks over to the drummer. He flips this cane over, and the cane becomes one of the baddest bass guitars I've ever seen.
That sounds crazy.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Wow.
Wow.
So, Nikki, thank you for the information about Dumpster Funk. We can't wait for the new album.
July 6th.
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Well, the album drops actually on July 30th, and I'm sure it's a Tuesday because...
July 6th.
Yeah.
Every album in America drops on Tuesday. We wish you the best of luck on this tour. You're going to be in Chicago tomorrow or the next day, right?
Yeah, I'm playing in Chicago tomorrow with my band, with the Nth Power.
And we wish you continued success.
We're playing in shoes. Yep.
And thank you so much for coming on the air with us.
Thank you so much. Keep it funky, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you.
And come back to St. Louis. Come back to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll definitely be in St. Louis. Actually, one of the members in my band is from St. Louis.
That's
He's one of your own. His name's Weedy Brima. You heard of Creative Pandemonium?
I'll say yes, but I haven't.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know, you should check them out. They play in St. Louis very often.
Creative Pandemonium. I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
Well, Nikki, thank you very much, and we'll see you with Dumpster Funk in St. Louis whenever you get here.
Awesome.
I love you.
Thanks, man.
Take care.
All right, love you, too.
Bye.
Love you, too. All right, bye-bye.
All right, this is Vladimir Noskov, Noskov in the Night, along with Terry Loren, and we'll be right back.
First Student Charter Transportation can take you anywhere safely and comfortably, so you can just worry about having fun and being with friends. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't worry about driving at all. Call First Student for your group outings, golf outings, trips to the game, youth trips, and now is the time for school athletic directors and coaches to plan those upcoming school year team transportation excursions. First Student Charter Bus Rental has many options for you, from smaller buses to the large carriers. Affordable and reliable group transportation in and around St. Louis. You can have your own food and beverages on board too. Call 866-514-8747. That's toll-free 866-514-8747 or visit firstcharterbus.com. That's firstcharterbus.com. Travel in style, travel safe, and travel with First Student.
This is Andy Strickland. Mention the promo code LEWIS1 and receive 10% off your next purchase order at First Student Charter Transportation.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer, Kerry House, president of Lane House Construction. Did you know Lane House Construction is a no-money-down company, and we offer financing on all of our work? We also back it up with one of the strongest warranties available. Lane House Construction has two locations to serve the entire St. Louis metropolitan area. Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Charles, 636-724-2000, or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Two Shamrocks Public House, the newest hockey bar in O'Fallon, Missouri, located at 3449 Pheasant Meadow Drive, just 2 miles off Highway K and only 10 minutes from the Chesterfield Valley, directly in front of the YMCA. Two Shamrocks offers a $5.99 full lunch special Monday through Friday, as well as our world-famous happy hour. Our upscale pub grub is made from scratch, featuring the award-winning beef and boursin sandwich and house-smoked items, including the popular Guinness smoked ribs, mouth-watering turkey breast, and delicious pulled pork. Cold fresh daily. Don't forget prime rib on Saturday nights.
Hey, this is Kevin Shattenkirk. Two Shamrocks Public House is also your home for every playoff hockey game or any sporting event. Deals include Blues Buzz specials, buckets, and boneless buffalo wings. Come enjoy great food, great drinks, friendly people, and playoff hockey.
That's Two Shamrocks Public House, 3449 Pheasant Meadow Drive, 2 miles off Highway K and only 10 minutes from the Chesterfield Valley. Give us a call at 636-294-6555.
What does Carol need to run her daycare center?
Constant energy.
Ameren Missouri delivers just that. Because when people rely on you every day, you need the energy to deliver. In the past 6 years, Ameren Missouri has reduced outage frequency 27%. That's how Carol's daycare center stays reliable. And that's how we all power Missouri. To learn more, visit our Facebook page, Ameren Missouri. Focused energy for life.
Do you want the best rates on term life insurance? Then remember this number, 800-989-1754. Protect your family with $250,000 or more in term life insurance coverage and save up to 75%. Rates are lower than they have ever been, so now is the best time to protect your family with quality term life insurance. Call now for your free quote, 800-989-1754. We'll shop the top-rated insurance companies to get you the best rates from companies you can count on. So don't wait any longer. Call now for the lowest rates ever and save up to 75%. Even if you have term life insurance, you can always add more coverage. If you don't, have term life insurance protect your family today. The call is free. Call Term Direct now. 800-989-1754. 800-989-1754. 800-989-1754.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-328-0221, 800-328-0221, 800-328-0221, 800-328-0221.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-517-3571. That's 1-800-517-3571. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-517-3571. That's 1-800-517-3571.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for the army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never.
Vladimir Noskov, Noskov in the Night, along here with Terry Loren.
I have a question for you, Vladimir.
Yeah?
I've noticed all night you've been putting something in your mouth. A rather long thing. A little
easy
thin,
now.
But long.
Easy.
And I was just wondering, what is it that you're sucking on?
It's actually an electronic cigarette. I quit smoking cigarettes a while ago, and when I need my nicotine fix, I just vaporize tobacco.
Now that one seems bigger.
Sorry, I vaporized nicotine.
Okay.
Everything I got
it's
is
bigger.
A little bigger than you've seen, baby.
Ba-dum-bum.
I'm just kidding. I'm just an average white boy.
I've never seen one that looked like that. The ones I've seen look like cigarettes, like a metal cigarette.
one of our favorite bands, Fishbone. Mm-hmm. When I went on the road with those guys back in 2010 as a road manager, de facto road manager, we ended up in Wakarusa. And on the bus, there was no smoking. And I see these guys, you know, vaporizing, you know, something that looks like this. I said, wait a second, I can't even smell like tobacco that you're, you know, exhaling. And they told me all about it. They told me how instead of disposable, I can put my own oil in. I can mix my own oil. This is blueberry flavored. Do you smell pancakes?
I don't smell muffins? I don't smell anything, actually.
Okay, watch this.
Wow. And so that's just all water vapor.
It's all vapor.
There's the smell. It is like blueberry pancakes.
Right. I smoked muffins.
Well, that's got to be better for the ladies you kiss than having nasty cigarette breath. Well,
it's been a while since I kissed a lady. I'll be honest with you on that one.
Well, that's another show, Vladimir.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, let's see. We just heard some Public Enemy, Black Steel. My favorite version of that song is actually done by Tricky. Did you ever hear that version?
I know Tricky, but I haven't heard his version.
There's a lady that sings on that. Okay. It's just amazing. I love that song. We may actually have to end with that one tonight. But something else in the news that I wanted to talk to you about. I've been arguing on Facebook. And if you know me, and you do know me a little bit, and we're Facebook friends, I know how to fight on Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah. We've had a few knockdown dragouts ourselves.
I tore quite a few people a new one, and I have probably a block list of probably 200-300 people on my block list.
And vice versa. You blocked?
That I've blocked. And also, there's probably thousands that blocked me.
Oh, people love to hate you.
I'm one of those people. Now, if you want to give us a call here at 969-0590, we can have a little bit of social intercourse.
Ooh.
969-0590. In the meantime, what is your opinion of what that bonehead Snowden is doing?
Initially, I was happy with the information being leaked out.
Same here.
The NSA,
initially.
I was also on Snowden's side because he came under attack through so many people that stood up to say that he's unpatriotic, un-American. Not the first time I've had a problem with a TV host like Bob Schiffer, who did that on Face the Nation, who took his moment to call out Snowden. And yes, initially I was there with him. The decisions he seems to be making from now on, since then, I'm not sure what's going on with the guy. I'm not sure what to feel about
it. The best analogy that I can draw is when the whole Occupy movement started, the idea of it sounded so, so good. And then when I saw what they were doing, I wanted nothing to do with them.
It. Yeah.
Now, I was reading New York Times this morning when I was sitting on a can, of course.
Where else would you do that?
Where else would I read New York Times? And it said that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, I am so upset that I have the same name as that puta. That puta.
Vladimir
puta. But no, the guy said that he's not going to extradite Snowden to the United States. In his words, I'll say, I think the quote was, we don't give anything to anybody. Now, but he did advise Snowden, if he wants asylum in Russia to even be considered,
yes,
he has to stop releasing classified information that can hurt the United States.
Yes, and I do believe his quote was, he called us his American partners.
So, for all of you young children on Facebook who think that Snowden is some kind of a big hero and he's exposing the lies, the spying, he's bringing transparency to the table and doing away with secrecy, I really have something to say to you. F Snowden. Just F him.
F you, Snowden.
F you, Snowden.
So, what made you change your mind? If you were pro-Snowden from the beginning, what choices other than him going to Russia?
When I first came to the United States, and that, That's going back to 1976. I was a teenager, and I grew up in a small clique of good friends. And one of those good friends was Chuck Berry's son. Mm-hmm. And he commented on my Facebook post that I said, well, I think my post said something like this. If Snowden was selling the information to foreign governments and it was classified information, sure, he should be tried for treason. But since he's only exposing the government spying on its own citizens, maybe the government should be tried for treason. And Chuck Berry's son, Charles Berry Jr., pointed out to me in a very kind way. He says, Vlad, you may want to hold your judgment on that. This guy does not seem to be what he portrays to be.
What he pretends to be. And not necessarily an American hero.
And I started doing a little more research. And as of yesterday, I saw something on the Huffington Post where IRC chats, remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day before Windows, when everybody, actually, I think I was the very first male who was accepted into all lesbian IRC chat back in the day. So they found a lot of stuff that he posted on IRC chat and different message boards. His quote was, anybody who leaks classified information should be shot in the nuts.
That's
2009.
That's what I was going to ask you. What date was
2009.
That?
That's just 4 years ago. He also said on another message board that anybody who betrays their country and releases classified documents should be tried for treason.
Well, I wonder what would make him say that at that time. Were there documents being released at that time, 2009, that was he commenting on something else? And people do change their minds.
They were talking actually about WikiLeaks in 2009 when he said
that.
And now WikiLeaks is paying for his room and board. They're paying for his travel expenses. They're basically giving him travel documents.
So is it basically your argument is that you've are no longer supporting him because he's a hypocrite, or because do you really think that he's doing something more dangerous with secrets that he may know that we don't know?
I think he has released the kind of information that's going to be harder for U.S. government to track down all those nice terrorists whose goal is to kill people, to kill innocent people. And Snowden, like, how do I say this? Intelligence agencies starting under Bush and now under Obama have been working diligently to find out how terrorists communicate. We know some things about the way we. What you mean, we, white man?
Well.
But we do know that terrorists communicate in a certain way. Now that they know that we know, they are not going to communicate in the same way. And that's a couple of years down the drain, and it's pretty embarrassing.
And are you fine with, even though they have said that they are not listening to our private conversations, but rather scanning or tracking, and you're fine with that?
I am totally fine because I'm not doing anything wrong. Now, if I was doing something wrong, if I was plotting against my government, if I was trying to do some illegal stuff,
of course you wouldn't be fine with it.
Robbing banks, committing crimes, I would not be fine with it. But you know what? If you want to spy on me, the worst thing I do, I may watch a porno.
And legally, is there anything that can come out of the NSA's tapping or spying or listening if they do catch something that's not terrorist-related? There's still court and legal standings that keep them from prosecuting people on other things that they may have overheard if they were listening. Isn't that true?
I really, really, really am not scared of my government. I'm not scared of black helicopters and United Nations. I'm not scared of drones. I'm just going to live the way I live. I'm going to surf the internet the way I surf the internet. Now, speaking of spying, I wish they spied on this runner. As you know, I live on Cherokee Street. And as I was coming here to the station, I saw a couple going for a run. And the dude was wearing just shorts. He had no shirt. and he was tattooed from head to toe. Ooh. But on his... Yeah, you like that, right? Well, wait till I tell you what he had on. From one nipple to the next nipple, he had a big old Nazi eagle with a swastika on it and all kinds of Aryan Nation signs all over his body. Just your kind of guy.
That's just my kind of
guy. I bet he loves...
Give him my number.
Black people
I'm
like
telling
you.
I'm telling you, racists love me.
And he was running, going for a run with a beautiful young lady in a neighborhood I live in. I didn't know whether to run him over to call 911 or to call NSA.
Yeah, so if his tattoos are offensive, do you find his Nazi tattoos more offensive than, say, young black guys that wear their pants down
That's
around
pretty,
their butts?
I think I find it more offensive to see a swastika on them, but... As President Obama said, pick your damn pants off the floor. I do not like the young kids wearing their underwear all the way up to their chest and their pants below their ass.
Well, aren't they now talking about making it a law? I don't know if that was in the city, if that is still going forward. I know they were speaking of that to make it criminal.
They're still talking about it, and not just in St. Louis. They're talking about it in a lot of states. And I'm sure some of the southern states talking about it a little more.
Well, I find that to be a slippery slope. I don't think you can regulate fashion. I don't like it at all. I don't want to see anybody's nasty butt crack. I don't want to see your underwear.
Or a white crack.
Or white. I said butt crack. Well, I said butt crack. We all have them, white and black.
But. I thought you said black.
Okay, no, not black crack. No, butt crack of any color.
Say no to crack.
Just say no to crack. Crack kills. And apparently crack can also get you arrested. So, but I don't think that it should be made illegal because where does it stop from there? And how many plumbers will be arrested?
You know where that...
It's got to stop somewhere, but...
You know where that culture comes from, right?
That's a jail culture.
And do you know why?
Is it so that they take, just like they take your shoelaces, they take your belt to, is that to keep you from hanging yourself or harming yourself?
And they always give you, like, clothes that's a little too big for you or a lot too big for you. You could be, like, a little guy. They'll give you extra large prison wear. So in order to walk from one place to another, you pretty much have to hold it with one hand.
And that's what you see these young guys doing it today. It just looks like it is a hazard to themselves or to somebody else.
And why would you, if this is the fashion, why would you want to, be involved in a fashion that glorifies jail culture? That's what I don't understand about the new kids. Why would you glorify jail? What's so cool about jail?
Well, I mean, look at gangster stuff. That's been glorified across the media, across races. The bad guys are the cool guys. But I don't understand. I don't understand
it. See, Tony Soprano was a cool gangster.
Tony Soprano was a fictional character.
Right. But he was a cool gangster. And the fictional character did not glorify jail. He tried to stay out of jail. These young kids are trying to go to jail.
I don't understand.
I'll tell you something. Back in 2005, when this wonderful U.S. government under W was trying to deport me, I was in jail for almost 3 months. And it is no day at the beach. I also had the kind of, jail uniform like those kids. But I may do. There's a way not to look that way.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. And it would seem to me, I don't necessarily know that something coming from outside of the community that's doing this would help. Or it seems to be that adults in the community need to tell youngsters, stop it. Don't dress like that. I think that kids in general have been just let too far out of control.
Now, would it be fair or prejudiced of me to say that majority of the people who are following the culture are young black youth?
I believe it would be fair. You said the majority, not everyone.
Yes, not everyone. I say majority. I've seen white guys. Okay. You know what? I want to take a couple of phone calls, if you don't mind.
Okay.
On all these issues. Let's see, we have Christian from St. Louis. Hello, Christian.
Vladimir, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I was just wanting to interject something into the pants hanging around the ankles discussion.
Okay.
In prison. Usually, it meant out in the prison yard that it was an advertisement for certain gentlemen to display to others that they were willing to receive certain treatment in exchange for, you know,
are we talking about sex? Prison sex?
Prison girlfriend?
Yes.
That's hot. That's hot.
Prison sex is hot.
Prison sex is hot.
I think I have that video at home.
Yeah.
So really?
Yeah, it wasn't, I mean, I'm sure in some cases it dealt with, you know, uniforms being too large or too small or whatever, but the majority of the time, those that were willing to give up certain things would walk around with their pants down, and the gang culture just transferred out to the streets, and now you got these guys walking around all over with their pants hanging down, and they don't even realize that they're still advertising a commodity in prison that they may not feel comfortable with advertising on the streets outside of prison.
Well, we're not going to solve this problem tonight, that's for sure. Any thoughts on Snowden?
No, I really haven't formulated any opinions just now. It's, you know...
Any thoughts on George Zimmerman trial?
The Zimmerman trial. Well, if the guns hadn't existed at all, then we wouldn't have to be worried about this mess, would we?
Yeah. Actually, this brings me to say that tomorrow we have Jesse Irwin, a good musician, and the biggest gun enthusiast that I know, sitting in with us, and we're going to be talking about guns tomorrow.
So call back in tomorrow, Christian. Listen and call back in if you're anti-gun.
Definitely.
Or pro-gun. Just give us a call here at 969-0590, and thanks for the call, Christian.
Will do. Excellent radio. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. We're going to come back in a little bit. In the meantime, this is Noskov at Night, along with Terry Loren. And this is 590, The Man.
The Man.
Have a vacation in your hometown at the renovated luxury hotel Hilton St. Louis at the airport. Hilton St. Louis at the airport is the perfect setting for your family getaways, romantic weekends, charity events, corporate meetings, weddings, and any and all other special occasions. With their dedicated expert staff, your ideas and dreams come to life with custom touches that make the event uniquely your own. Hilton St. Louis at the airport also provides convenient parking for Lambert International Airport, plus complimentary 24-hour shuttle bus service to the airport and local businesses. So when flying out of St. Louis, park at Hilton St. Louis at the airport. Now offering limited time only special discounted rates. Call 314-426-5500 or visit HiltonSt.LouisAirport.com. Come, taste, discover. Hilton St. Louis at the airport, 10330 Natural Bridge Road, or online at HiltonSt.LouisAirport.com.
Hi, this is Andy Strickland on behalf of Tesson Roofing and Exteriors. If you're like me, knowing your home or business has a roofing or exterior issue can keep you up at night. You wonder how much will it cost to get it fixed? Can you find a trustworthy company to do the work? And will they do what they say? Thousands of people and business owners across St. Louis, including myself, have selected Tesson Roofing and Exteriors to solve their problems. The friendly pros at Tesson Roofing and Exteriors will listen to your needs and work with you to find a solution you can live with. They do high-quality work, backed by an industry-leading warranty, and Tesson Roofing is Better Business Bureau approved. Sure, we've had a mild winter, but stormier weather is just around the corner. For peace of mind, call Tesson Roofing and Exteriors today at 636-825-8312. That's 636-825-8312. Or visit them online at TessonRoofing.com. Tell them Andy Strickland sent you. Tesson Roofing and Exterior. We take care of the outside so you'll feel good inside.
Stop by
and check out the newly remodeled Sahl's Gateway Market today. Located at 1206 North Kings Highway, Sahl's has a very friendly staff that will provide you excellent service in all departments. Sahl's has a great selection of fresh and frozen meats and produce, dairy products, and frozen foods. Sahl's also has a large institutional section to cater to restaurants, churches, and large parties. You can't go wrong. They've been in business for over 30 years, located midtown next to the Central West End. So make Sahl's your one-stop shop for all your grocery needs. At 1206 North Kings Highway, we'll see you at Sahl's.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? Maybe a lien has been filed against you. OMG Tax can help you with all your IRS tax problems. Don't wait another second. Take action now. Call my team at OMG Tax. Honest and professional, we don't make false promises. If you owe back taxes or if the IRS is garnishing your paycheck, you need help now. OMG Tax can help you get your life back to normal. If you're serious about handling your tax matter, call OMG Tax now and get the peace of mind you deserve. Don't let the IRS take your next paycheck. Stop waiting and call our team at OMG Tax. OMG Tax has a straightforward, no-nonsense approach and has helped many Americans resolve their IRS nightmare. Call OMG Tax now.
Call 1-800-498-9705. That's 1-800-498-9705. 800-498-9705.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer. 800-610-2430. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 800-610-2430. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Protect your home, your authorized ADT dealer. Call now. 800-610-2430. That's 800-610-2430.
Fact. U.S. credit card debt is 8 times larger than it was 30 years ago. No wonder you and I are feeling the credit card crunch. You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like us from getting ahead or just catching up with our debts. At American Financial Debt Relief, we can help. We have tested ways to help you get out of debt. Find out how now. The call is free to learn more. If you qualify, we can reduce your interest, show you how to stop your debt from getting larger, and help you get out of debt faster than you can by making minimum payments. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards or medical bills, give us a call right now, where a free 5-minute call can change your life.
800-978-4815. 800-978-4815. Reduce your credit card debt. Call now. 800-978-4815. 800-978-4815.
Exactly what the world needs is another folk singer like Anita Hole in My Head.
Ah, you got enough of those.
So, good friends of mine, Cracker, big international band. They're currently making a documentary as we speak. That's why they're not on the air with us tonight.
But I've forgotten how much Cracker songs I liked. You know, originally I was like, wait, who's Cracker? I couldn't remember. They have really good music. I've been dancing my butt off.
Last rock and roll band standing.
Vladimir, I have a question for you.
Sure.
You were speaking earlier about you coming to America, like, early on, years ago in the 70s or so. Why is your accent so thick? You sound like you're just off the boat.
Yeah.
Like, give me a little bit of your story, and, like, why aren't you assimilated yet?
Very nice. Very, very nice. Now, if I'm not going to make any jokes, I'll tell you the scientific way. According to linguists, people like, Noam Chomsky is a leading linguist. If you come to a new country and immerse yourself in that language before you turn 12, you will definitely lose your accent. After the age of 12, the degree of difficulty gets more and more and more. I have tried to lose my accent. Actually, when I came here in the 70s, coming from USSR, a lot of people were like, who is this, you know, commie pinko fag
and funny talking,
blah, 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 funny talking dude. So the first two words I learned in English were, yep, nope, yep, nope. And that's what I actually did to hide my accent.
Probably saved you from getting your butt kicked a lot.
I did try to immerse myself in American culture, but I don't know, living in St. Louis and living in Chicago, living in California, living in New York, living several years in Jamaica, I started to have an accent from each one of those places. And, for example, I hate it just as much as some people like it. Like, for example, I'll say to this girl, hey, can I have that cookie? And she's like, oh, I love the way you say cookie.
I thought you said quickie.
I said cookie.
Can I have that quickie?
Cookie.
Quickie.
And everybody makes fun of the way I say cookie.
Cookie. Can I have that cookie?
See, and like,
oh, baby, I like your cookie.
See, and like when I say, like, I love your accent, that kind of pisses me off because I wish I could I could shake it, but I can't.
Well, I like it.
Yeah,
that
but you have a boyfriend, so.
Well, I didn't say I liked it that much anyway. You're not getting none of my cookies or cookies.
Okay. Oh, very uncomfortable silence. Okay. It is 9:53. Mm-hmm. This is 590 The Man, Noskov at Night. I'll be here with you tomorrow along with my faithful companion, Terry Loren.
I'm actually invited back.
Yes, you will be invited back.
All right, people.
We'll be here for the next 3 days. Tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, we have interesting guests lined up.
What do we have going on for tomorrow?
For tomorrow, like I said, Jesse Irvin is going to be here. We're also going to talk to one of the two twin brothers who have a place on Cherokee Street called Style House.
Yeah, the STL Style House. Yeah,
right.
That's
right. They sell everything that's St. Louis. They promote St. Louis everywhere they go. They've been invited to different cities to show how to revitalize a neighborhood during urban decay. They have so many really cool designs. Many I cannot say on the air, but the one I can say, I saw this girl wearing it the other night. It said, "Meet me in St. Louis, bitch."
I've seen a lot of the shirts. I think they also have, like, postcards. They've really done a good job of marketing our city.
Another one I like, the t-shirt says, East St. Louis, feel the magic.
Oh, yes, I've seen that one. And I don't know if they have one already, but they definitely need an East Boogie shirt.
That's another one we could suggest to Randy when we talk to him tomorrow.
That sounds good. And so you said it's brothers, right?
They're twin brothers. They actually just had a birthday party. I didn't feel good, so I missed it. They had a big karaoke party. I guess it was Saturday a week ago.
Oh, looking forward to it tomorrow.
So it should be fun. Who knows? Maybe there's going to be more news. Otherwise, we'll just have some social intercourse. It's all about social intercourse.
That's about the only intercourse you're getting lately, though.
Yeah, it's that obvious. They tell me women can actually smell it on a man.
Desperation.
Is that true?
You smell like desperation and lube.
Now, when you look at me, can you tell that I haven't had any in a while?
Yeah. Not that you look pathetic. There is something different when a man has regular intercourse.
Because
he
has
a swagger.
Because I don't smell like fish, is that it?
Oh, you smell like fish. That has nothing to do with a woman, though, Vlad. I can't believe you said that.
No, seriously, but like, what is it about a man that tells you that he hasn't had any in a while?
I don't know if I can put it into words now. I'm going to
see.
Think
I'm
about
lying.
That
I had some 2 days ago. See, I
no,
got you.
Now he's lying, people. Don't fall for it.
Okay, an ex-girlfriend of mine, whose name I will tell you off the air, came by and gave me some mercy loving. And what do you mean,
Is she dying?
No, she gave me the mercy loving. I didn't give it to her. She gave it to me. She's from out of town. She was in St. Louis for a couple of days and...
Does she weigh like 500 pounds?
Well, you gotta be like
that. Well, it's just a question. I'm going to take that as a yes.
She's actually, her booty is not even as big as yours. She's nice, slim, white.
Well, there you go.
Just kidding. Everybody who knows me knows that I am an equal opportunity offender.
You are.
And I'm also an equal opportunity...
Lover.
Mm-hmm. Impaler. Yes. equal opportunity impaler. So, before we say goodnight, we would like for you to stay tuned to Nick's Nuts. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm going to leave and you can hang on Nick's Nuts if you want to.
You're going
to
leave Nick's Nuts in my hands.
That's up to Nick and you. I'm out of here. And actually, total lie. I've been getting more than you even know.
That's a lie, people. Don't believe it. Trust me, I smell the desperation.
Yeah. All right, Noskov at night. We'll be here again tomorrow at 8 p.m. Until then, Vladimir Noskov, Terry Loren.
Peace out.
Peace out. Bye!
Bye!